The 28-year-old young man, Khalilu Fafun, whose right hand was cut off from the shoulder, took the matter to the NGO located on Lagos Island, when neither the Indian firm in the Ikorodu area of Lagos nor the consultant, Edet Esenyeye, that brought him to the firm, accepted to fully compensate him for the permanent disability. On the third hearing, the consultant, who confirmed that Khalilu had no insurance cover and was not qualified for compensation but could be supported, announced a cash donation of 500,000 naira for the victim in the presence of the firm's lawyer. The NGO, which wanted full compensation, said the cash donation was nothing compared to an entire hand that was lost, and threatened to sue the federal government and the firm. Its secretary, Professor Boris Fagnon, speaks.
The offer represents to us today 500,000 naira against a complete hand off from a human being. We totally disagree. We remain ready to take necessary steps. We will go to court on this issue so that the judiciary will pronounce on it. At the same time, we are petitioning the government because these odious laws that are not in the interest of the workers should be removed from the system so that workers should be protected.
Fagnon said the NGO will not relent until the culture of casualization of workers in Nigeria, mostly by foreign companies, stopped through legislations.
Nobody should take anybody to go and work and collect his salary and pay him peanuts, as we observe on daily basis.
The victim, Khalilu, who wept profusely throughout the meeting, appealed to federal government, Lagos State, and good-spirited Nigerians to assist him to get justice.
That 500,000 is not comfortable for me. Right now, I can't be able to do anything. I'm really suffering because they are not taking in charge of me. That is why I came to Human Rights so they should help me. The company have destroyed my life and they now abandoned me.
Some Nigerians who were present at the hearing said they were not satisfied with the attitude of the Indian firm and its team.
These people now come with their lawyer while they are telling us now they are going to give this guy a 500,000 naira. So it means now he can be using the human being anyhow.
This person will not know how to make case. Has he ever been in a case before?
They said they should wait. When they do meet and finish, they locked the door.
Push him out.
We gathered that the firm director and the consultant had invited Khalilu to a secret meeting where they offered him 200,000 naira, and when he refused it, they sent him out and warned him never to come near the office again. Innocent. Honor for Radio Nigeria.